37. Tike and Naomi had both stepped in smears of active fungal colonies when they were in the main hallway of sublevel 4. It would have been impossible not to, even if they had been aware that Benzene X had the adaptive capability to eat through the thick rubber soles of the boots. The bottoms of all four of their boots were alive with that process even now, as they made their frantic way back up the tube ladder. They didn't know it, but they had less than a minute to get out of the suits before Benzene X finished its work and the fungus would be able to pass through and make contact with their flesh. That wasn't the only clock they were on. As soon as they'd seen that the timer on the T-41 was already activated, the only thing left for them to do was to get the hell back upstairs and get out. Teacake was livid, cursing Roberto with every step, but Naomi saw the logic behind what he'd done. They'd had limited time to do the job. He couldn't take the chance that they'd fail to activate the device correctly, and so he'd made a judgment call. All he really needed them for was transportation and placement of the device anyway, and he'd gambled they had a better chance of getting it down there quickly than he did. And, more important, that they could get back up even faster. Tactically speaking, it made sense. Teacake fairly flew up the ladder, 58 pounds lighter than when he'd climbed down. Naomi, who still had to hold the gun in one hand, was a bit slower, but only a dozen rungs behind him. She looked up and could see the small round circle of light where they'd removed the manhole cover. They climbed fast, both running mental timers that told them they had at best 3 minutes to get in a car and get a survivable distance away from the underground blast. Whatever the hell that was going to be like. TK got to the top and pulled himself up through the manhole cover with all the grace of a dog climbing out of a swimming pool. He got the bulk of his body up onto the floor, rolled over on his back, and unzipped the neck area of his hazmat suit, ripping the helmet off his head. The burst of fresh air was great, but having clear vision again was even better. He slid his body over, clearing the way for Naomi to come up through the manhole, and he started wriggling out of the suit, rolling it down over his torso and hips. Naomi came out of the hole a few seconds later, and the first thing she saw was the moving green ooze on the bottoms of Teacake's boots. She gasped and shouted, but he could only hear her muted voice from inside her mask. He got the gist, though. There was something on his boots, and he didn't bother to look, just moved even faster, wriggling desperately to get the suit and the contaminated boots off him. Naomi shouted louder from inside her mask, and this time he could hear her. "What are you doing? You can't take it off." "We'll never get out of here in these things. Take yours off." She saw his point. They were hard enough to walk in, forget running. She rolled herself the rest of the way out of the hole, pulling off her helmet. Teacake, freed from his suit, got the hell away from it and its contamination and moved over to her. Avoiding her boots, he ripped the suit off her as fast as their combined efforts would allow. She kicked the suit away, got to her feet, and they took off down the hallway in their socks. Downstairs, there was less than 2 minutes showing on the timer. But Roberto's voice floated through Naomi's mind as she ran. "The timer duration is unstable," he'd said.